move ahead to stock picks, which seem to happen very quickly this evening. Samir, is there anything that you would be buying at the moment, or are you holding back a bit?
Yes, well, I'm glad you're giving me that opportunity because we are very cautious. I've said this on the previous couple of shows. We've actually increased our cash positions before COVID luckily arrived, just due to the fact that the market didn't look particularly attractive for us at that stage. And you know how these things play out. But anyway, we've seen the massive rally. We don't think it's sustainable, and we'd much rather sit on the side alongside Warren Buffett and wait for a bit more clarity before we make investment decisions.
Okay, so you're not going to be like the Barstools founder that says he's a better trader than Warren Buffett and he's buying jets or airlines or Hertz for that matter.
I think that should be a sign. I think that should be a sign for you.
Okay. Rickus, would you be venturing into shark-infested market waters?
Well, the problem is my stock pick is priced too high, and that's MultiChoice. I think it's got downside about 10, maybe 15% to around about the 1992 Rand level, trading at about 108 Rand. But what I like about it is that for a very, somebody whose fixed costs are very high but has got good cash flow, what this virus has done to a certain extent, there's been a catalyst. And I think that catalyst is the tying up with Netflix and Amazon Prime, and also with Udemy as far as online education is concerned. It's put a spin on what I thought was a company that might lose out. What they've done is to join the competition, and that makes it interesting. In other words, if I've got a company that's pretty cash flow positive, and all of a sudden there's a new avenue that is actually benefiting from this virus, I think it's possibly not a bad buy at a lower level,
okay,
considering that we are in a correction at the moment.
Very interesting move. If you can't beat them, join them. Rickus, Mia, it was very nice to chat to you both this evening. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
Take it easy. Mia Kruger is from Kruger International. Rickus Redis is from PSG Wealth Santon. We'll be back with Stockwatch on Wednesday night. Have a good evening and a great public holiday tomorrow. I'm gonna go get some more.